Hello, this is Tom Beal, and welcome to another edition of Make Today Great, first edition of 2016, where we're assisting you in taking your health, relationships, and finances to new heights. So welcome to another year. I mean, how many people didn't make it to this year? If there's an average of 100,000 to 200,000 per day that don't live, add that up to 365 days, and there's a lot of people that were around last year that aren't here this year. So first of all, congratulations. You made it to another year. And now the opportunity is here for you to take your life from where you are to where you want it to be in your health, in your relationships, and in your finances. And I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of how to do exactly that, to get from where you are to where you want to be in the simplest and easiest fashion. There's two things you need to know in getting anywhere: where you're starting and where you want to end up. Think of a map. The direction for me to get to one location where, you know, if we pick we want to go to Dallas, Texas, the directions that would be laid out for me are different from what would be laid out for you depending on where you're listening to this, unless you happen to be a neighbor here in South Florida. And it would be somewhat similar, but there would still be differences. So the bottom line is, yes, there's all this information in today's day and age that people are sharing their directions. You have to discern what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So let's just first recognize that you are in a unique scenario based upon your current health, your current relationships, and your current finances. You need to do a quick assessment, and the quickest way I've been able to do it is a quick monetary assessment, a number assessment between 0 and 10. 10 being the best, obviously. Where are you in your health? Mentally, physically, and emotionally. You can do it individually, you know, a lump summary of where you are in your health, you know, a 6, a 7. Some people might say a 3 or a 4, or some people might say a 9. You know, where are you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? And some people would want to break it down individually. So mentally, you know, personally, I would rate myself about an 8 mentally. Definitely room for improvement. Definitely not perfect. Physically, probably a 7. And I'm judging hard on myself because I'm physically fit, but it's in relationship to what I'm capable of. How much attention am I putting into it, and how much follow through and action am I putting into it? You know, so I'm good, but it's good by little amount of time, effort, and energy put into it. I do monitor what I eat. I make sure I get proper sleep. I make sure I stay well hydrated. I do work out quite a bit, for me, there's way much more than I could do to get in, you know, wrestling condition per se. And so that's health. So health, where do you stand? And where would you like to be? You know, because there's some years when I would rate myself a 7, be like, you know what, I'm pretty happy with being a 7. That's where I'm going to stay. You know, until you're sick and tired of this current situation, nothing changes until you choose to change. So if you're at a 7 and you're happy with a 7 and don't want to improve it and you just want to remain a 7 at the end of the year, great. But if you're a 4 and say, you know what, I need to get to a 7, that's what I desire, and I'm going to put a plan in place to get from where I am to where I want to be. So there's a maintenance plan and there's a get to the next level plan. Now for relationships, you know, it's different. Your situation is different from mine, as is different from all the other 7.5 billion people. Yours is unique. What is your relationship scenario? And whether that's single, whether that's in a relationship, whether that's marriage, whether that's whatever your situation is, it is what it is. And rate that current relationship, that personal, interpersonal relationship. And here's the three areas I would recommend you rate your relationships. One, the relationship with yourself. Are you your best friend? Are you a supportive person to yourself, or are you your worst enemy? Always sabotaging yourself, always sabotaging your progress. That's the first and foremost relationship that needs to be there as a solid foundation, which will impact, intensely impact, every other relationship in your life. The relationship with yourself, that needs focus. Where is that right now on a scale of 0 to 10? What's your relationship with yourself? And no one else is listening, so you can be hard. Like, you know what, Tom, I'm far from my best friend. I can be my worst enemy at times. I would never talk to my good friend the way I talk to myself. And I'm speaking this to you because I've been there. I beat myself up mentally, ridiculously, and just riding like a mean jockey whipping the horse, even when the horse is winning and beating the horse. You know, there's that interpersonal relationship with you and yourself. And until that is at a level where you love yourself, many people may have watched the movie The Secret, where Bob Proctor, who, you know, in the suit, he's like, I love myself, and he's kissing himself, kisses his arm and stuff. That's the type of love you want to have for yourself, where you are proud of yourself. Yes, you're pushing yourself to be your absolute best, but instead of being someone who's that riding a horse, whipping it and beating it and all this stuff, you're there doing the proper nurturing and proper feeding and caring of the billion-dollar body and the billion-dollar you that you are. That makes sense? So love yourself and be your best friend. Be your best cheerleader. Be, you know, someone that is in a fantastic relationship with yourself, and see how that impacts your other relationships. So with yourself, and then with your personal relationships, and then with your professional relationships. Rate yourself. Where are you there? And then where do you want to be? All right. And then we move to finances. You know, finances. What's the current situation? And where do you want to be at the end of the year? So it's a real breakdown of those two points on the map. Here's where I am. Here's where I want to go. Now, there's different routes to get there. There's different methods to get there. Think of a map for real. Let's go back to that thing where I want, okay, we're all going to Dallas, Texas. Well, I know some of you live internationally. Some of you live on the West Coast. Some of you live on the East Coast. Some of you live in the Netherlands. Some of you live in Singapore, Malaysia. Some of you live in England. And it's a different manner for each of us to get there, and a different journey. Some have to take planes. Yes, there's the capability to take a boat. There's capabilities to ride a bike. There's capabilities to walk. There's all these choices and options that are available to us, and it's up to us to determine with our current situation what is the best plan to get from where we are to where we want to be in the most efficient and effective manner. I could walk from South Florida to Texas. That's going to take a while. I could take a bike. That's going to take a while. I could take a cab. That's going to be expensive and long. I could take a train. I could take a bus. I could take a plane. You know, what are the options available? And then it's up to get the resourcefulness in place to make it happen effectively and efficiently. See, resourcefulness trumps resources, because many, and I'm saying many because I remember when there was a time where I'm like, well, great. Yeah, Tom, flying is the quickest way to get there, but I don't have availability to go buy the ticket. So that's when resourcefulness comes up. We're like, okay, I'm mapping this out. Here's where I am. Here's where I want to go. How and what would I have to do to get the funds available to help me make this trip possible? And obviously trip, we're talking whatever your goals are personally and professionally related to your health, relationships, and finances. Resourcefulness trumps resources. Remember that. I just listened to a Damon John interview on I Love Marketing, where he talks about his upcoming book called The Power of Broke. And a couple things he said on there are totally true. Think of athletes who come into a lot of money. The general athlete, within 3 years after them leaving, are broke. And that's because they haven't built up their financial literacy. You know, they came from, you know, nothing, were given a huge amount of money, lived on that, pretty much overextended even at that large capacity. And then afterwards, when that money stops, it just drains everything they had and they go broke. Well, what Damon John from Shark Tank said is, had he been given a lot of money in the beginning and didn't have to learn how to bootstrap and didn't learn how to become financially literate, he would have lost his money very quickly. And he said once he even came into money and his brand took off, that's when he had many large multi-million dollar mistakes. The more you have, the more capability for bigger mistakes occur. So the bottom line is, resourcefulness trumps resources. If there's a saying that if all the money were redistributed within a couple years, it would all be back in the same hands. You know, and think about it. When lottery winners win, it's a short amount of time. Not only are they broke, but now they're in massive debt as well. And that's due to not knowing how to effectively handle it, not having the decision-making power. So that's just financial talking. Now we talk health. Okay, health. Nothing changes until nothing changes. If you're addicted to your phone and looking at that 200 times a day, you're addicted to watching TV, and you're not addicted to reading books, and you're not addicted to the good things, it's going to be a long path to get you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in alignment with who you are capable of being. Now, the good part is you're here listening to me, which tells me you are not like most people. So right away, you're in the top 5%. 95 people are walking in one direction. You're one of the five walking in the other direction. So congratulations. I applaud you. And I'm saying all this to let you know that this year can literally be your best year yet. My goal is to share some information with you to simplify this journey so that it is your best year yet and sets up expectations that expand far beyond what you currently believe possible for yourself. That's my goal. So welcome to 2016. The quickest and easiest way to transform your health, relationships, and finances is to get very clear on what your current situation is. And on a scale of 0 to 10 of happiness, are you happy or not in your health? Are you happy or not in your relationships? Are you happy or not in your finances? If not, what would be something that you see could be a situation where you're happy for your health, for your relationships, and for your finances? And then it's literally putting together the plan of here's where I am, here's where I want to be, and I recognize that if nothing changes, nothing changes. I'm sick and tired of this situation. I'm willing to make some changes. And here's the changes that I see are make the most sense and are in alignment with the goals that I have for my health, relationships, and finances. And I'm going to stay. I have that vision. B, I believe it's possible. C, I'm going to identify and align with the people that can assist me to get there in the quickest, easiest, and most effective manner. D, I'm going to be committed to taking the proper actions consistently and persistently. And finally, I'm going to have fun. Life is short. The years are going by quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, do not dally. Do not dilly-dally. Do not dilly-dally. Do not procrastinate. This is your year. This is your life. It is now your time. Once again, this is Tom Beal. I'm excited to assist you on this journey in 2016. I have a book coming out called Stop Overcomplicating Success, SOS. I've traveled the world last year, 11 countries, spoken in front of thousands of entrepreneurs all over the globe, and have come up with and heard from many people that there is a sense of overwhelm, a sense of frustration, a sense of knowing that they're leaving potential on the table. They're not tapping into the full capabilities that they have. And I know that you being here may fall into some of those types of thinking because that's my thinking. I feel I am not even close to tapping into the full potential that I am capable of. I'm on a constant journey to unleash that potential. And that's my journey. It involves sharing my findings with you to assist you in getting from where you are to where you want to be, tapping into your potential, helping you sing your songs while we're here on this brief journey we call life. So I have a form below where I want you to share with me your number one constraint, your number one challenge. Some things that you feel are holding you back from where you are to where you want to be so that I can take a look at this and see possibly how I can specifically answer either in some of the upcoming episodes here or in the book Stop Overcomplicating Success, your challenge to assist you personally on getting from where you are to where you want to be. So below this audio is a form. And if you don't see it, if you're listening to this on the iTunes, you can go to maketodaygreat.com. maketodaygreat.com, find this episode, and below the audio, you will see the form that you can share with me your number one challenge so I can be sure to assist you personally on getting from where you are to where you want to be this year. Make today great. Make this year great. Now is your time. The world needs you. Let's step up, take action, and getting from where you are currently to where you want to be in your health, in your relationships, and in your finances. Until next time, share with me below the in this form what your biggest challenge or constraint is currently. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Until then, make today great.